Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLM?
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real on Super Bowl Sunday, everyone. Super Bowl Sunday 2017. And if you listen to the show and if you've listened to me, you know I love me some football. Woo-wee! And another thing, though, being a happiness specialist, I teach about having preferences. And I have to say that I'm slipping on this one because I do have a preference. Oh, gosh! I do have a preference who I want to win the Super Bowl. But you know what? I'm going to be okay regardless because there is nothing, not even my football fanaticism, that's not even a word, not even my love for football is going to get higher than my love for being at peace and my love for being happy and being content. Who am I? My name is Rebecca Norrington. Thank you for listening, my new listeners, Rebecca L. Norrington, and I am the world's most famous, the only happiness specialist. And what does that mean? That means that my intention, my agenda, my goals, my all of it has the same purpose, reason, destiny, is to experience more peace. Some people call it happiness. Some people say contentment, but more internal peace throughout my life. And what I found is that this happiness, because listen, who doesn't want to be happier? Come on, raise your hand. No, I don't. What I found is this, getting on this journey of wanting to be happier and wanting to feel happier and wanting to feel better about my life and feeling better about me, who knew? I had no idea all of the things that I would uncover. You know, when you go on a journey, you never know what you're going to find. And I have to say that what I thought I knew about happiness was all off. What I learned about happiness was all wrong. And let me explain. First, let me give you a definition, my definition of happiness. And I've said it probably on every show. My definition of happiness is being able to be at peace with yourself, with the world, regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen. And I've talked about ad nauseum refusing to set goals and refusing to plan my future. And let me tell you why. I used to, years ago, I used to plan. I used to have goals. I used to have 3 months goals, 6 months goals, year goals, all of it. But what I'm finding out is that if my goals or if what I want is different than what the universe wants for me, okay, if my destiny is different than the one I've conjured up in my head, all right, then guess what? I'm at a disadvantage. So what I have practiced over years, what I've been practicing is trusting and letting go of anything that I think that I want. What I've been practicing is being okay and accepting whatever plan the universe has for me, whatever destiny that the universe has for me, I am going to accept. And what does that look like, and what does that mean? I talk to so many people, and inevitably, I can't say the majority, but a lot of people are into the future and thinking about the future and thinking about what they want or what they can have or what they want to plan for. And I'm here to tell you that I've given up planning, thinking for about the future. But what I have done, is let go of this mental, you know, there's a difference between thinking or trying to figure something out in my head or following my inspiration. And following your inspiration means that you're going to do whatever you're inspired to do whenever you're inspired to do it. It sounds, and for people that really have to, you know, are a little bit more on the controlling side, like I used to be, it's very difficult to let go and to allow an entity that you have no idea, let an invisible entity drive or steer or manipulate and steer my life. And how do I contribute? Well, what am I, just a robot and I'm just doing whatever the universe dictates? No. This is the key. Listen very closely. I was reading, you know, I pick up books, and I was reading one of my favorite books. And when I say reading, I just picked it up and I just opened the page. Now, this book has been tattered. It's got all bookmarks on it. It's got writing in it. It's got highlighting. It's torn in half. It's really a really great, a lot of information. And Deepak Chopra, it's Deepak Chopra's Book of Secrets. And it's called Unlocking the Hidden Dimensions of Your Life. And I just opened to page 243. And forgive me, because I usually don't read on the air, but I have to share on page 243 what Deepak wrote. And this is exactly where I am. And this is exactly where you are. We all are, okay? So he's talking about people that practice the skills or the things that he says in his book. See, nothing is going to change unless you change. So for me, it's really about practicing what I know is going to add to my happiness and also practicing eliminating what is going to subtract from my happiness. And I have it clear. There's no black and white. I know the difference. I know exactly what adds. I know what subtracts. And I practice, and I'm conscious of and I'm conscious in every moment. Now, Deepak is talking about the distinction between success and failure. And one of the things that I want to say, you know, this thing about being successful or wanting success, who defines success for you? Who is defining success for you? I have given up and refuse to let anybody outside, any man or any woman, define success for me. I make my definition of success. I'm the one that has a definition of success for me. And I'm going to share what my definition of success is. It's not about accomplishing anything. It's about coming to the end of my life, being in that last of those last moments, being in those last moments, whatever that's going to feel like, whatever that's going to look like, and sensing that, okay, this is enough of this. This is enough of this life. It's time to morph into something else. It's time to do something else. And so in that state, in that moment, in that time, I'm going to be able to smile. See, for me, success is smiling on my deathbed. Now, why am I smiling? Am I smiling because I have a certain amount of money in the bank? That's not going to make me smile. Am I smiling because, oh, I'm a New York Times best author? That's not going to make me smile. The smile that I'm talking about is this smile, is a smile that comes naturally from having a sense of feeling content with it all. Now, I don't need to wait until that stage or that moment. I don't need to wait to feel that sense of peace and contentment. And I'm talking about an internal sense of peace and contentment, because this life is really an inside job. It's all everything that's going on the inside. There's a lot of stuff that goes on outside, but I'm talking about the inside, because the inside is the essence of who you are. The inside of you is the essence, is energy, who you are. You're not your name, you're not your bank account. You are a unique energy that, for whatever reason, you're here now. And my purpose, I'm going to just use me as an example, is my purpose, let me say this, my only purpose is to be more, is to be more of myself, is to be open, is to be accepting, is to trust, is to let go, and to share and to teach how to be okay when life throws or hits you with, you know, whatever life throws and hits you with. How to be okay. Now, one of the things that I've always said about the future and planning and whatever the will of the universe is going to be, what I want and what I desire. I don't have any desires or wants anymore other than to just keep on realizing the truth. Because I lost my page now. Okay, let me go back to it. So back to Deepak. How the heck did I get all away from that? So back to Deepak. We're talking about success and failure. There's no such thing as failure. All it is, and quite frankly, there's no such thing as success, because both of those words are labels, and both of those words require a judgment. So this life is really about the experience with no judgments. It's an experience with no judgments. So when Deepak is talking about the feeling of success and our failure, he says that line is going to start softening. Now I'm reading straight from the book. Over time, the distinction between success and failure will begin to soften. You'll start to see that everything that you've done, so we're talking about right now, February the 5th, 2017, so everything that you've done and everything that you've experienced up until this point, what you've experienced is all it is you unfolding to yourself. Let me just read exactly how he says it, because he said it better than I did. The distinction between success and failure will begin to soften. You will start to see that everything that you've done and everything that you've experienced and everything that's happened to you is all about the unfolding of yourself to yourself. Huh? It's about the unfolding of yourself to yourself. Who are you? It's about the discovery of who you really are. You know, when I was at a certain, when I was in my 20s and my 30s, I wasn't even being myself. I was being what I thought I needed to be, or what I thought I should be, or what I thought my parents wanted to be, or what I thought the society wanted to be, or what my community wanted to be, or what, you know, get older and get married and have children. I mean, come on. This programming, this brainwashing, this conditioning to fall in line and just do what everybody else is doing. Herd animals, just be a herd animal and follow suit. So all it is, all this life is about, is the unfolding of yourself to yourself. So here we go. And then he said, and this is really, really big, the greatest satisfaction in this life Okay, there we go. You know, this energy just knocks me right off. It's people, I just got knocked right off the airwaves, and I don't even remember. Okay, anyway, I'm back. So here we go. Let me get back to what I was saying. The greatest satisfaction in life comes about when unfolding is the only thing that you need. You start enjoying every twist and every turn in life. You start feeling satisfied with every experience of all kinds. That means the experiences that you wouldn't have chosen for yourself to experience. If this is you, aim to deepen the mastery of the self-mastery. Because all of your levels, all of your obstacles, from now on, when you get to the level that all you need and all you want and all you want to do is just grow more and experience more growth and more consciousness, then the rest of your obstacles forevermore are just going to be at the level of your ego. Did you hear that? So when you get to a level where all you need is, I'm just excited to grow. Not you need friends, not you need a relationship, not you need money, not you don't need a house on the hill, you don't need a house in the forest. Listen, I want all those things. When I say that, I mean, I'm okay with all of them. But really, if I had to choose one thing, and I can choose more than one, but if I had to choose one thing, it's just about growing, people. It's just about growing into and being more conscious and more aware. All of it. That's all it is. That's my number one. And everything else is icing on the cake. Let's put it that way. Icing on the cake. But the cake is the growth. The substance is expanding and unfolding and being yourself. And being okay with all of it, being okay with all that you experienced. Now, let me just say something a little bit about the future, because I've talked so much about not having any plans and not having any goals. Well, I was really inspired the last few weeks of just really saying, okay, I know myself and I know what I'm good at. And I know where I need assistance, and I know where I, when I say I'm good at, I know what I need help with. And this happiness thing, teaching people and showing and teaching what adds to happiness and strife, I got that down. Piece of cake. I could talk about being happy in my sleep. But what I don't do well is, what's the word? I'm grounded in the universe, but I really don't. I'm not interested too much in this man-made world, if you want to say that. But I want to share my message, and so I asked the universe, I said, you know, what's next? What's next? What's next? If anything, and the universe brought me what's next just yesterday. I had a meeting with one of my students that came back to class after being away for a year. And the only reason why I'm pausing is because my point is this. When you really know yourself and you know who you are and what, let's say you know what your gifts, your strengths, and then also let's say this. A horse is going to be able to pull a wagon, but a bird is not. A bird is just going to be able to fly. So a bird can't pull a wagon. What I'm trying to say is there's things that I can do and things that I'm not really that good at. And it's really about knowing yourself. And so what I'm not good at is disciplining myself to structure. That's what I want to say. I'm not structured. But what I do know is to connect. Okay, that's it. Connect with people that are structured. You follow me? Am I making sense? We're all different, and we're all unique. And when I realize that I can't do everything and I can't do it all, only because I go back to the horse and the bird example. That's the perfect example. But when you find your gifts and you are inspired to use your gifts and to share your gifts, that's what you do. And I'm here, and I'm saying this right here on this day, on Super Bowl Day Sunday, that the practice, the continual practice, the year and years and years of practice of what works, what doesn't work, what's the truth, what's not the truth, what's the truth, what's reality, what's an illusion, all of that, the only way that I can sit back and relax and allow the universe to drive is because of that five-letter word of trust and then letting go and surrendering. When I thought that I was in control of what happens to me, when I thought that I knew that I was in control of what happens to me, it was a totally different feeling. And I know everybody's not going to agree with me, that's fine. And letting go and allowing the universe to dictate what I choose, what I do. What I do every day. In other words, I'm allowing an outside entity. Well, it's not even outside. It's me. The universe is you and me. It's who we are. But when I allow the universe to really take over this body and these thoughts and this is the universe. Take over. Do your thing. Do what you do. I could feel there's an order, there's a relaxation, there's a quiet confidence, it's being taken care of, the universe has it. Practicing being okay with uncertainty, practicing being okay with not knowing, and not only not knowing, but not even caring about the future. Did you hear me? Not caring about the future, because that's the job of the universe. Why am I sticking my nose in the universe's business? My future is the universe's business. I can relax. You can relax. Planning? Okay. But you don't have to. You don't have to plan your future. You really don't. The practice that I'm talking about, letting go and trusting, I promise you, my audience, I promise you, I've been practicing for decades now. I promise you it's going to be worth it. And if I can do it, if I can let go, you're talking to one, you're listening to one of the most controlling people in the world, ex-controlling people in the world, if I can let go of trying to control my life and trying to control what happens and what doesn't happen, if I can do it, recovering control addict, you can do it. Go Patriots. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. And my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. It's RebeccaNorrington. And you can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. My book, The Truth About Happiness, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is on Amazon. And until next time, until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, always time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.